Well, that song is number 89 in our Pilgrim Camp songbooks. Let's open to it and sing it together. 89.
I dare not trust the sweetest friend.
wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, precious Lord Jesus, touch each heart. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord Jesus, wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that I love Him. Open my ears, Lord, and help me to listen. Open my eyes, Lord, I want to see Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, open my eyes to see you. Anoint my eyes to see things as you would want me to see, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let my ears be open wide, Lord, to you, Lord, that I might be keen of hearing what you have to say. Oh, to hear what the Spirit has to say. Oh, wonderful Lord. Oh, wonderful Lord. We look to you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me near. Blessed
Number 83 in our hymn books, 83. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 2.
Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star shed its beams around me. In the cross, to be on.
Some of you know that song. We should certainly sing it. We heard it on the organ. Let's sing it. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. Takes the gloom and fills the life with glory, for all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. From home and friends, the evil spirits drove him. Among the tombs, he dwelt in misery. He caught himself as demon powers possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captive free. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Unclean, unclean, the leper cried in torment. The deaf, the dumb, in helplessness stood near. The fever raged, disease had gripped its victim. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin.
Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Said about how the atheist was trying to figure it out. I don't know if this lady was an atheist or not, but we had a lady that we met named E.T. She named herself E.T. after E.T. That's long ago, right? Some extraterrestrial something, odd figure. And It was in this way. I don't think I ever talk about this, but we had an experience, a sorrow. It was mostly my wife's sorrow and pain, but she was carrying a child, and it was about seven and a half months in, and then we lost the little boy. And I remember the day when we found that out, and she had to go through the childbirth, knowing that she wasn't going to have a child. And you know, the hospital really had a good support team, and one of its members was E.T., and she would come around and bring us comfort and you know, counsel with, come into the room to visit, make sure how you doing today and all that with Susan. Once in a while I was there when E.T. showed up, and she was civil to me. She was okay. But after I left, she talked about me. But she was, something was wrong with her, because she didn't think my wife would tell me. I mean, you know, I guess she didn't. She's like, your husband is going to crack up. He's going to go nuts. What was I doing wrong? I was like in denial about this whole thing, you know. And she could not understand our peace. And that came back to me, how the Lord kept Susan and me at that time, and then it wasn't a year and a half later, and he gave us Sarah, and you know, we always felt, we just always felt that God knew that that wasn't to be for some reason, and so it was easy kind of easy, at least relatively easy, or too easy for E.T., for us to to just put everything in the Lord's hands and remember that He is so faithful, of course, and has always been in our lives and the lives of His children. But that that brought back some memories, and she was great. Hope she's not hearing me anywhere. If she's an ET, she might know what I'm saying, but it's a long time ago. She might have forgotten us. Anyway, there was another song that I wanted to sing yet tonight. We promised, in fact, in the dining room, that we would sing it from the book sometime. But before that, if there's anyone else, these testimonies have been so rich. Perhaps there's someone else who has something they wanted to say before we sing, and this is your opportunity. So that song was number 14, the new song, Song of Praise to the Lord, and we want to let it ring, as it says right here, our voices shall ring. So let us stand as we sing 14.
With harps and with vials, there stand a great throng in the presence of Jesus and sing this new song unto Him.
To him who
Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Jesus, great and glorious salvation, precious, powerful blood of Jesus. You have washed us from our sins. You've made us kings and priests to God. Oh, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You bought us, you taught us to sing the new song of praise unto you.
Be seated. Praise the Lord. This afternoon in the meeting, I told you that I had a special surprise for you tonight. It happens to be something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And this year, it just worked out. You know, I didn't know where it was going to happen, here or at home, but I've been wanting to do it. Well, what might that be? Well, I've been wanting to ask my friend Linda Schreck to speak to us. And she, just the briefest of introductions, I think she doesn't really need an introduction. However, I want to thank God for one thing in particular, that when we started... Well, we were given a little responsibility, Brother Carl Saylor and I, to pull the staff together and try to make sure they were ready and to do their work and behaving well as they were doing it and so on. So a long time ago now. Is that 20 years or so? Well, anyway, Linda was one of those that worked with us near the beginning of those years, and it was just a time when my children were teenagers on staff, and God made her to be a great blessing to them. I think that Susan and I cherish that very much, and so do the kids. We love you, and God has put Linda in the ministry and gifted her, and now I'm so glad that she's consented. It was more than just a consent. It seemed like she was even glad and more than willing to say, yes, I'll do that for the Lord. And so I'm all ears, and I hope you are too.